California grows a lot of rice, second only to the Mississippi Delta. But like a lot of agricultural development, rice damages habitat for native wildlife, including key resting spots for migrating birds along the Pacific Flyway. And now some farmers are working to reverse that trend to make rice farming a solution to the wildlife habitat problem. Lisa Morehouse has that story.
Just outside the tiny town of Richvale, California, fourth-generation farmer Josh Shepard maneuvers his ATV on levees, his dog Tonka in tow. He's showing me rice fields flooded with a few inches of water, but it's like we're on a bird-watching tour.
Oh, we got some egrets, some sandhill cranes. We can see a large grind of geese and some ducks. We've got the curlews, we got ibis.
A lot of migratory birds, but why are so many of them on a working farm?
They use these rice fields as their surrogate wetlands that used to naturally exist, 100 years ago. Most of those natural wetlands have been developed over, but these rice fields are a perfect substitute for that.
Before the gold rush, before it became the nation's most productive agricultural region, California's Central Valley was like a bathtub, rivers filled with water, which slowly spread out through natural wetlands. Migrating species would feed here, but with the development of agriculture, dams, houses, and roads, California lost almost all of its natural wetlands, more than 90%. And now, the northern part of the Central Valley looks like a quilt of perfectly level rice fields. When I meet Shepard, he's purposely changing water levels in his fields, all for the birds.
All right, Tonka, here we go. We're going to release some water.
As his dog splashes in the water, Shepard kneels on a levee at a concrete gate, tugging at a few boards of lumber which hold all the water in the field.
And as I keep pulling more of the boards, we'll ultimately have a little rush of water. Just that easy.
Government and nonprofit groups pay Shepard and other farmers to add water to some fields or, as he's doing now, release it bit by bit over a month. That gives migrating birds a few more weeks of feeding time by turning this northern part of the Central Valley into a checkerboard of flooded fields, puddles, and mudflats. Those different habitats attract different types of birds, which need to fuel up before their long journeys north to nest. A recent study of just one of these programs showed birds are using managed rice fields at rates up to 3 times higher than ever recorded. Of course, creating good bird habitat also helps create good PR for the rice industry, which is among California's top 10 most water-using crops. But Shepard himself admits,
There was a time even in the rice industry, we weren't the poster child of all the environmental stuff that we have adopted.
Shepard's talking about the once common practice of burning fields, a cheap and effective way to get rid of the straw left over after rice harvest. But the smoke socked the valley in. In the 1990s, the state significantly restricted burning in rice country. So to decompose that rice straw, farmers started flooding their fields. That attracted insects and birds. So now millions of migrating birds visit the Central Valley, but it's still working ag land. And birds and machines want to be on the same fields at the same time. In early summer, I meet up with Regina Stafford and her team from the California Waterfowl Association in a rice field that's about to get tilled. They have 2 big ATVs, a rope, and tin cans filled with gravel.
So we're setting up what we call a drag rope.
Tied between the ATVs.
And the rope kind of spins on those swivels as we go. It's nothing high-tech for sure, is it?
Ducks love to nest in dry rice fields before planting season. But when workers bring out the big machinery, they could easily miss the nests and crush them, eggs and all. To avoid that, Stafford and her egg salvage team drive these ATVs slowly in parallel down the bumpy field, using those simple noisemakers to flush the ducks.
We just had a hen flush from her nest, so we're going to stop and check it out.
Team members place the eggs in cartons and take them to a nearby hatchery where they grow into ducks.
John, you want one? You want pictures?
A few weeks later, Regina Stafford's leading an educational program, teaching kids how to release ducks onto habitat.
Remember, they can't fly, so we're not going to be doing any kind of duck chucking, okay? On the count of three, one, two, three.
Make good choices!
Stafford tells me her employer, California Waterfowl, saved nearly 4,000 eggs last year. Now, it's a hunting organization, and this land that houses the hatchery and habitat, it's a hunting club. I asked Stafford, are they just saving eggs to make more ducks for hunting? She says habitat like this, paid for by hunters, helps support all the birds that migrate through this area.
We will only conserve what we know. And that's what we all have to come together for as Californians and really try and be on the same page, whether we agree on all aspects of it or not.
Come together to learn how to share landscapes for the benefit of wildlife and agriculture. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Mina Kim. This is Here and Now.